Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the second installment in the Jewish Experience in Egypt. Moving on to chapter 1, verse 10, we mentioned yesterday that there's a new king on the scene in Egypt, whatever exactly that means, but certainly someone with a new attitude. And he's decided that he has great anxiety about the Jewish people. And he says to his nation as follows, Hava nischakma lo, let us be wise, presumably towards the Jewish people. Maybe the Jewish people will continue to grow in number, and if we ever have a military struggle with another people, the Jews will pile on and stage revolt against us. What does it mean, let's be wise against the Jews? There's a very famous Rashi over here, probably many of you have heard of the Rashi before, that Rashi cites a medrash, that Hava nischak malo, that let's do away with their savior in a wise manner. And Rashi says that his stargazers told him that it would make sense to kill the ultimate savior with water, by water, because God has this reputation of punishing or rewarding measure for measure, and God has already sworn not to bring a flood upon the world. So if we're going to anger the Jewish God, let's try to anger him with water, so therefore he won't bring a flood upon us. Obviously, there's a great irony in that, because we know that with the splitting of the sea, it didn't end up working out very well for the Egyptians. So it doesn't seem like it was such a good cheshbon. It doesn't seem like it was such a good calculation. But that's a very famous medrash cited by Rashi. What I'd like to spend a little more time talking about is the Ramban. The Ramban casts such a fascinating scene on the sequence of psukim at this point in the Chumash. He says, what's Paro going to do? Paro is going to get up at his State of the Union address and say, let's just get rid of the Jews? You can't get away with that. Politically, he couldn't do it. If nothing else, here you have this nation that came to Egypt at the invitation of the then king. How in the world are you going to get up and totally reverse national position towards these people? You can't do that. So therefore, Paro says to his people, Hava nischak malo, let's be smarter about it. I can't blatantly do in the Jewish people. I have to work subtly. The first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to make them feel like strangers. Not people who really belong here, but I'm going to make them feel like strangers. And that is the subsequent pasuk, the subsequent verse, verse 11, that he placed these tax officers upon them, but the taxes wasn't money, the taxes was work, and that he forced the Jews to build up the cities of Pisom and Ramses. Now, that's not theoretically a crime. We're not talking about slave labor here. We're just talking about basic, like, responsibilities, but the point is the Jews had to do it and no one else, and this is the first step in Paro's idea of Hava nischak malo. Let's be smart about this. Let's have a gradual project to alienate the Jews and make them feel they don't belong here. That, of course, ultimately led to Vayavidu Mitzrayim Espanei Yisrael B'Farach, that the Egyptians made the Jews work in a very torturous manner. But that's not where Paro ended it. Paro had another idea. He approached the midwives, as we have later on in this chapter. And he told the midwives, I want you to see to it that the Jewish babies die. This was behind the scenes. This would be even without the knowledge of the mothers. They would know their children died, but they wouldn't know that the midwives were killing them. That was the next phase of the plan. And ultimately, we have in a later verse in this chapter, the very last verse in the chapter has Paro telling the nation, that every boy who's born, throw him into the river and let the girls live. What does it mean Paro told this to his nation? The Ramban says Paro let the people of Egypt know that if they wanted to kill the Jewish-born boys, it would be fine. It was not an official state position. So the Ramban says, if a Jew were to come to the Egyptian government and say, you know, my neighbor came into my house and took my son and threw him into the river, the Egyptian government response would be, oh my Lord, if you bring us proof, we'll work from there. So this was all behind the scenes. Paro made sure that the people who needed to know that it would absolutely be allowed within the government, they'd know. And of course, this evokes scenes. How many times do we have stories, let's say from Germany, but from other times also, where you'd have people burning down a Jewish building and the fire trucks would show up and they just sit there. It's like that. And that is the tragedy of living in a country, and on paper, the government, the powers that be in the country are happy to have you, and in reality, they're doing whatever they can to get rid of you. And this was part of the tragedy with which the Jews had to exist. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.